Well, we're with potentially my favorite guest, certainly the person I've known the longest. It's Jim Fried. It's the 300th episode of Fried on Business. We're broadcasting live today from the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Conference. We've got Lou Goodkin here. Lou Goodkin set the bar in market analysis and commercial real estate. It's where I got my start at one of the big accounting firms. Lou is the one that basically taught us the whole business. Lou, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so very much and very kind of you.
Now, Lou, you're going to be here talking to the CCIMs in a couple of minutes. What are some of the points you're going to be bringing up?
Well, I think one of the things is how unique the condo boom we have, plus where did all of the inventory go that we were saying, oh my God, look at these thousands of units we have overhang. So when did we ever have the amount of institutional buying that bought thousands and hundreds of thousands of single family foreclosures and bought entire inventories of condominiums and put them into the rental pool?
Well, you could have never projected that, but one thing I did project is the fact that they'd have a public sector exit, and you're starting to see that right now as Blackstone came to the market the other day with their first tranche. So, Lou, the overhang really wasn't there. It's all a bunch of rental properties. What do you think about what's being delivered to the market right now? It seems to me that a lot of these floor plans and buildings, they're not targeting people that live here. What's going to happen?
Well, you know, like an overwhelming percentage of those people that bought it's an investment buy. They're looking for safety. They're looking for modest returns, much more modest than we'd ever think about. Some of them are reaching into their pocket. But what it's done is it created a tremendous dynamic in that all the young people that were frozen out of ownership are now having this huge rental supply that they can respond to. And it created an energy downtown that we never had before.
Oh my gosh, downtown has turned the corner, and it all happened with all of the residential units. It's a true 24-hour city now, and it's a very exciting place. What are you seeing as the future of downtown?
Well, I see nothing. Nothing but exciting things. It's going to get better. Their biggest problem, a challenge, in my opinion, is twofold. One is transportation. That has to be addressed because traffic is a very critical issue. With all of these buildings and the high taxes that these folks are paying, there should be enough capital out there in form of taxes to pay for a lot of this stuff. The second thing I see is that it's going to continue to be very much investor-driven because the way the pricing is going, it's not affordable to a domestic market. So as a consequence, since these people aren't moving into this product and choosing to rent it out, you're going to have that kind of growth assured with young people. The other thing is, where else do you go? Broward County has no land to build out. The urban thing, younger people are very much attracted to the energy of the urban core, which was not the case before. So it spells nothing but very high promise for the city.
Wow, it sounds like you're really bullish on Miami, Lou. Is this the time for Miami?
Well, I think so. I mean, if you look at Miami, I mean, we've always talked about it being the capital for Latin America and what have you, but with the airlift it has, with the international demand, with the imagery, you go to Europe, you know, used to be you talk about Miami, they didn't talk about great things. Now, every time you say where you are, they're telling you, what an exciting place, we love the city, you know, this and that. And I think that Miami, it's going to be nothing but up for it as far as we're concerned. The biggest concern I have, as I say, is affordability for the people that are working here.
Yeah, well, that is something that they're going to have to address. Maybe it'll be a lot of people will be roommates. You really can't tell what's going to happen, but it is a great housing stock. Lou, I want to thank you so much for being on the show and talking to us a little bit today. If people want to get a hold of you, get some of your reports, how do they do that?
Well, they can. We're a downtown Miami, and
well, phone okay. So they have a drone that'll come and pick up the report.
That's right. And I'll deliver a pizza with it. But our number is 305-860-0771.
Well, Lou Goodkin, one of the true legends in economic consulting with real estate. So great to have you on the show. It's the 2015 CCAM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. This is the 300th episode of Freed on Business. We'll be back after this.